Welcome back to another episode of the Balcony Chatter Podcast. I am your host, Andrew McKenney, with my co-host, Tim Taylor. Live. Kind of live.
Live for us. In person is really what we're getting at.
Yep.
From the living room.
Yeah, this is the first video recording we've ever done.
Yeah. Probably sort of. Like the fifth in-person pod.
I would say at least that at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, considering we have got to be close to 100 episodes or over.
We're over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We're probably in the 150 or pushing 200 at this point.
I like that. Keep going. The seasons are young.
Yep.
And they're looking all right.
Yeah. I mean, the last episode we did was just me. We didn't talk any Celtics or anything.
Yeah. A lot to catch up on there.
So I feel like maybe we should go right into that first because we have sort of a lot of Bruins stuff.
We do.
To talk about, too.
I'm down. Preseason over at this point. Porzingis looking really good. Really good. I think I've convinced myself completely. Like, I think I'm full in. Like I need... I've almost lost the what if he gets injured part of it.
In preseason?
Yeah.
In preseason.
Well, no, he's going to get... Well...
I'm working through it.
But what I got to say is, wow, he looks good. He can move.
He definitely looks good. The whole team looks good as well. But
I think if he can play 60 games, which I don't think will happen, nor should it necessarily, might be the most fun Celtics team of our lifetimes.
So do you want to talk about the Michael Felger hot take just because we're here?
Yeah, let's give Felger some more screen.
It's not about that. It's just the fact that anybody is willing to say that adding Porzingis to the Celtics doesn't help their chances of winning a championship at all.
Yeah.
That's insane, right?
I think insane is a kind way to put what that is. It's moronic. It's moronic to think a 7'3" guy dropping 20 points doesn't matter either way. And that's like very minimalistically putting what Porzingis does any night that he's on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about a random guy.
Yeah. I finished cleaning your clothes, and now you gotta fold them, then you can put it away. No one heard that but you.
I forgot you have a song for that.
I do have a song for that.
Yeah.
We're off topic, but that meme you showed me the other day, I wish it was that song. The Kevin James?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll post it. All right, anyways.
That's fine.
Kristaps Porzingis. God among men. No, I don't know. We look good, man. Jrue Holiday looks sick. Derek White looks sick. Peyton Pritchard looks sick. We're so deep. I'm almost not worried about big men. We just cut Wenyen Gabriel. We got a guy on the two-way who I'm not going to jack his name up at this point. And I apologize. I don't have it down. He looks great. I think that's why we got rid of Wenyen Gabriel. And then from all the other big heads and gurus of following the NBA, it does feel like the Celtics will gradually keep an eye on a backup center in the market as the season progresses.
So off topic a little bit, but how many times do we have to talk about Blake Griffin? Like, why is he not?
We got to speak it into fruition until he's at least an assistant coach.
I would love, I want him back on the Celtics. I don't care if he
especially
plays.
Especially because we're keeping Pritchard.
I don't care if he plays a single minute.
I'd rather he doesn't, yeah. But I want him on the team. And I want to pay him over $1 million to be there. He's upside, bigger upside than Udonis Haslem.
What is the league minimum?
I think for him it's like
veteran minimum. Like
might be like two something.
Okay.
2-3.
Whatever. You wouldn't take that?
Kind of directly impacts the money we have left for.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah.
It's not your money, dude.
It's true. And in a couple years, I'll be glad of that with how expensive it's looking like it's going to get.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
we're looking a little win now or don't win here.
Well, it's not. It's win now, but it's win now for like the next 3 years, right? Because when
yeah.
is Tatum up?
Well, at least, yeah, we could lose. Drew could walk at the end of the year if we don't restructure. Tatum's Supermax is set to kick in 3 years. Jaylen's under contract as of this summer for a while. Derek White, I think, has at minimum 3 years left. So, yeah, we're locked into a core four of the Jays, Derek, and Kristaps for at least 3 years.
Yep.
And, you know, getting Drew to stick around would be ideal, but it's tough. It's tough to keep a lot of guys with the new CBA, and it's deliberately designed to be that way. I will say, though, with this new CBA that was supposed to scare teams out of stacking superstars, did the direct opposite happen?
Obviously,
the Suns, yeah. The Warriors, yeah. Like, everyone is just stacked with multiple stars. Milwaukee now, it's just like, I guess it's, and so for all of them, it must be win now, too. It's, I think we talk about how the NBA is just so constantly changing, and I think we don't even know what we're in for yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my thing I don't like about, I mean, I like the NBA, it is what it is, but that's one of the things I don't like.
That's where player empowerment ends up. And
which is what makes it so different from every other league.
But it's also what makes me give so much credit to people like Dame and like Giannis. And yes, Dame is gone now, but like, I'm sorry, he did his time.
Yeah.
He did what I'd say is an unrealistic amount of time for an NBA player compared to what most NBA players do.
Yeah.
Like Kyrie's on his fourth team. James Harden's on his seventh team. LeBron's on his fourth team, two stints in the same city.
It's insane to be on seven teams as a superstar.
Yeah.
Like that's.
But then you see like some guys who are like 27 and they've been to like three teams and they're just not good. So it's just like they bounced all around the league. It's like that's how the league works. No one holds on to bench players. Forget that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
But it's it is what it is with the league. I totally get the notion of like rather having your roster stay around for longer and stay intact. But yeah, it's nice that we have that in other sports because that is certainly feels like it's going away in basketball. But hey, Peyton Pritchard, 3 years. That's another thing we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, that was interesting because it was like I for sure thought he was gone.
Well, he wanted to be. He wanted out. And I understand why. And I think it was his version of doing the business side of things. That's another ask for trade I didn't get upset about. Like you didn't like.
Did he actually ask for a trade?
He was very vocal about not. Wanting to be somewhere that he was going to be utilizing going to play because he thought he could bring a lot to a team. And, you know, last year's roster, that didn't look like the Celtics or the Celtics of this year. And now it's like he's the number three guard. Like it's Drew. It's White. Jalen, I'm going to put over in the wing category. Like Peyton Pritchard's getting 20 minutes a game, probably. Maybe more.
Yeah. But you need that.
And I like it a lot. I mean, it's like a 3-year, $21 million deal, which I think even this year, definitely next year, and I think certainly the year after, is going to be a bargain for what Peyton Pritchard can bring to a team. And yeah, he's little and like a defensive liability in size, but not in hustle. And really not in like statistically. Like he's not at the bottom of guard defense, you know?
No, but you also see like you see what he's been doing in the preseason, and yeah, I know it's preseason, but it just still shows what he's capable of doing.
Yeah.
And he's got the skills, so I don't see I think this is good. I think this is a good thing for us to have re-signed him and give him the opportunity, and if he's gonna get minutes then he'll have to obviously prove that he deserves the minutes, but
yeah.
I think he will.
He wants to be here too. Yeah. He wants to play.
For sure.
And I can't fault him for that, especially as a young guy who was like, it's suddenly you're 25 and people are just going to be like, can you play?
Yeah, they're like, you're not good enough, so we're not going to sign you.
Okay, 92 in a pro-am, who cares?
Yeah.
Which honestly,
I still think he's sick.
I kind of agree with, but that's, it's impressive.
I'm excited to see how this is going to happen, like what's going to go down with this team and how far they're going to go. I mean, the expectation is finals or bust, right? Like, at this point.
Mine is, I'm not going to have any version of, we lost. Milwaukee did it better. Like, no. Like,
because
I also think we're poised to be better than Milwaukee. Our depth is insane. Our depth at the wing position is absolutely insane. And I know I feel like I sound almost contradictory to how I've been the last few weeks because I'm just so nervous about a big. And then they brought in Wenyan and I was at ease. And now they cut Wenyan and I'm still at ease. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're just a force, and like the defense, I do think took a step back in terms of like who can guard who, like who's guarding Giannis. But I still think we're in a league where Giannis can drop 50, and we can still beat that team as long as we lock down other people.
It is kind of wild to that they almost, I don't want to call it a rebuild because it wasn't, but they retooled the entire team on the fly this offseason, and somehow it doesn't usually work out in your favor that you're better than you were.
Yeah, especially for a team who made the final two years ago and the final four last year.
Yeah.
It's a strange retooling, and Brad, I trust. I don't want to get into coaching, though. That's where I'm going to start getting really nervous, and that's where I think this year lives or dies. Like, I don't think it's – with the addition of Jrue Holiday and barring any other injuries, I think this team is able to make and even win the finals with or without Kristaps Porzingis. And that's not to say Felger's point is right, that it doesn't matter either way. It's a hell of a lot easier to win the finals with Kristaps Porzingis on the floor than it is without him. But I think the depth and the strength of this roster is just like – it's. Yeah, I think it's finals or bust, and I think it's a winner bust. I think we're deeper than Denver and everything like that. I'm so glad about the supporting staff that Joe Mazzulla now has around him, but I really hope he's not watching the town six times a week anymore.
So I get my question is, with this exact team that they have, assume they had a coach that was established and you were confident in their skills. Like, it's a coach that we know is good, right? This guy, I mean, Mazzulla is still new to being a head coach and whatnot. So do you think that puts them above and beyond, you know, what they are now? Do you think that's like almost a guaranteed win? Or do you think it's still going to be, it's going to come down to...
Coaching-wise?
Yeah.
Like if it's...
Like if they had an established head coach with the team that they currently have, how much more confident would you feel to them winning it all? Any more confident or
I think they get through Miami with Udoka last year.
Yeah.
And I think, I think there are coaches that I feel a lot more confident and comfortable with. But I do think, even myself included, has given Joe a tough look, considering how intensely his coaching staff fell apart down the stretch last year. The departure of Will Hardy, Stoudemire leaving in March, right before you're about to start a playoff push.
Yeah.
And just like him kind of being stuck around guys he didn't bring together. Those are Ime's guys. That's why they're all leaving. Like,
yeah,
you know, and I don't fault them for that. And like, they've found other opportunities. Will Hardy, now the head coach of Utah. How are you not going to take that job?
Yeah.
Stoudemire took a head coaching job in college, prominent D1 school. I can't remember. So I get the reboot, but I don't know. Joe scares me. And I think that's fair. There's no reason to have confidence in Joe's ability in this. He's never been there.
How do you think Ime does this year?
Really good.
Yeah.
I think he does really good. I don't think that Rockets team is ready at all, but I think you're going to see some really annoying nights, and he's going to make some kids play basketball, and he's going to – they got a lot of young talent there, and he's going to weed out who's real and not, and they've got veterans in there to kind of wrangle them. Fred VanVleet's going to be a problem this year, and Ime's boy is Dylan Brooks. Like,
yeah.
They're boys. That's kind of horrifying.
You're probably pretty happy for him to get a head coaching job again so quickly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I like Ime. I like Ime.
But we've already gone through that whole thing, you know.
We've gone through that. Yeah.
Was it the right move? Was it not the right move? And I don't know. I mean,
we're at a weird situation. We're at where we're at. There's no going back. I still think we can do it, but yeah, my biggest question mark now with the insane depth that Brad Stevens has brought together, not to mention the fact that we still have a massive amount of trade assets that we can use to bolster this roster even further.
Yeah.
The only question is coaching. There's no other question.
Yeah. And health, I guess. That's always what
sure.
it is. But that's
yeah,
it
yeah,
always
yeah.
comes down to that. Yeah. So.
But yeah, Celtics looking good. I'm ready, man.
Yeah.
This will be, you'll see this probably Monday, so 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days from when you're watching this till tip off.
Wednesday is the
Wednesday Knicks.
In New York or home?
I think it is in New York. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is. It is, because remember that guy's slip?
Oh, right.
There's a guy who had an 18... you guys got to get a load of this. Guy got an 18-leg parlay that he threw 99.66 on. Random number. 18 to win $66,000. 17 of the 18 legs have hit. He needs Celtics money line. And... He could it's such like a lock in a way that he could cash out right now for $30,000, which I said I would do.
I think
there's no way the Celtics are going to lose to the Knicks, especially money line. It's not a cover at all. Like I'd cash that. I'd take that 30 grand and then put another 10 grand on that game. Fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you not take that? I mean, I know you've already hit all of them, so you're like, I got to just ride it out.
You got to believe in destiny. He said he's not pulling out. He said there's no way.
Dude, if he loses, he's going to be, like, miserable. I would be miserable.
I'm going to feel terrible for him.
Nah. I'm not going to feel bad for him. He's also a Nets fan. Or yeah, he's a Nets fan.
That's true.
So, no, I'm not feeling bad for him.
All right.
That you're only saying that because you were
I'm immediately I'm immediately convinced otherwise of what I said. You're right. I don't feel bad for him.
It's you initially
that sucks. That's what I'll say.
Initially
that
you did because you're like I know how that really, feels.
Is that feeling bad? That sucks for you. Is that
nah.
Yeah. Well, it sucks for him for sure.
We'll see.
Maybe. I still think they're going to win.
It's true, but it's really hard to like I said this to you before. I was like this is like straight up deal or no deal. Like
it is, but the banker never gives you this good of a cash out.
He could. And then you walk away with nothing.
It's crazy. The banker was Vegas the whole time.
All right, so Celtics are looking good. Preseason obviously still going on. By the time we eventually put this out, it will be close to regular season.
Yep.
But the Bruins are in full swing. I'm obviously out here for a reason.
Woo!
So we went to San Jose first. The trip happened to work out this year where it was San Jose, L.A., and then Anaheim. So we're going to hit all three.
Yep.
But let's get into San Jose a bit because I think there's a lot to break down about that.
Yeah.
Where, first of all, San Jose gets a lot of hate.
Cool city, man. That city's always been a punchline to me.
It's clean.
Yeah.
It's
Moses, you're West Coast. What have you heard about San Jose? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Moses Goldfarb helping us out today, hanging out, as well as my great boy, the great Arky. DJ, what are we going with now, Arky? DJ?
Just Arky.
My two guys who helped me do Trashing Things We Love, my other podcast.
What
Moses,
up?
On the mic
I've
today.
Heard basically nothing about San Jose.
I just feel like ever since I lived here, I've heard it's just like very lame. Like it's a punchline.
I've been there once as a child, and the main thing I remember is a Mongolian beef I got there.
It was good? Or
it was really good.
That's awesome. It's a plus. I thought it was a really cool city. It reminded me of Austin. It was clean. Yeah. Food was good. Sharks Arena was cool.
I thought for a city, it was pretty quiet, too. Like, there's a lot of them where there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, I drove around. I got a rental, and I had to drive around for a while waiting for you to get to San Jose.
What was it again?
It was a red
yep.
Mustang
right.
convertible.
Convertible, that's right.
Yeah. So, realistically, I had no choice but to drive around because if I stopped anywhere, it was like a target of, hey, steal all my stuff.
Yeah.
And
I'd booked the hotel so you couldn't check in. Early.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just drove around, and it was I mean, I know it was the middle of the week, but it was pretty laid back, like not too crazy.
How much does a rental? Do you mind if I'm going to ask you? You can.
I mind. No, I'm just kidding.
What is a rental to drive from San Francisco to San Jose and have for like 3 hours?
It was like $100. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It would have been cheaper if I didn't go with the convertible, obviously. But
right. Okay.
I was like, why wouldn't I do it for a little bit extra and enjoy the ride? And it was worth it.
Cali baby.
Yeah, why not?
Paying for flash.
It was hot, too, so it was like...
It was hot up there.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go up to like a nice 60-degree area. It was hotter than here.
It was like in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. But great. Great city.
Yeah.
Stadium was cool.
Stadium
cool. A
little
cool. Low on fans.
Low on fans for sure. Clean, though, also.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Spacious, which I like about stadiums that are... There's a lot, like, the Bruins Stadium, the garden is not spacious at all. Like, every hallway is super crammed, and there's too many people because fans actually show up to those games.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't really that crazy there.
We had a crazy Ducks fan.
We had a crazy Ducks fan for a game.
In a 49ers jersey.
In a 49ers jersey for a game that the Ducks weren't playing, and it just didn't make any sense. He was also... Pretty hammered.
He just kept going, quack, 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 quack.
You can't get away from that.
The Anaheim Ducks were not playing. Arky and Moses, to catch you up, last year we sat, we always have something wrong with Anaheim. And so this game, we're not even in Anaheim. Last year we had this guy who was behind us. Anaheim was like 18-62 at that point. And he just kept going, let's go Ducks! And it sounded like he was saying dogs. But it was Ducks, and then he'd get the quack going too, but alone and just screaming the entire game. And so then it felt like we were being punked to sit down and have a guy five rows behind us, and generally
also while
area.
Getting blown out, like
we were up 7-0, and so it felt like we were being punked this year when there's a guy in a 49ers jersey quacking, yeah. And then like we saw him out in the hall like during intermission, and he is just stumbling and bumbling, and he goes up to like some like teens in line to get popcorn. And he goes, "We quacking tonight?" And they're like,
"No, dude.
What?"
This just confirms what I've always known, is that Anaheim stinks.
Yes. Oh, Anaheim's the worst. Thank God. That'll be next episode. Thank God we haven't been there yet.
You, yeah.
You guys should come Sunday if you're around.
I don't want to ever go.
You love to hate on Anaheim, though.
That's easy.
That's
they ask for it.
I don't know. Like, Honda Center, I like. You don't?
It's a cool layout. It's
full
of shitty people.
You don't like it because you've had so many bad experiences there.
I had a girl put her shoe on my back.
Yep. And she's never going to live that one down.
Justify it that I didn't pay for that seat either or something. I don't know.
Nice.
We had Let's Go Dogs guy.
Yep.
Anaheim, the baseball is never a good experience. I don't like those people.
What have we been there twice now? What, since I've been out here?
We've been there twice.
So we got blown out one time, and then we blew them out the other time. So we've had good and bad experiences with that, too.
So we're going to a shootout on Sunday.
Yep, rubber match.
Yeah, I don't like it there, and I don't like their people. So that was weird. He was, all of them.
I get it.
It's not a thing. It's just, like, they're terrible.
You don't like that they were previously owned by Disney?
Yeah. I mean, they're forever Disney to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Anyways, enough about Anaheim.
Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
San Jose was awesome. Their
what
fans
else did you
were
like?
Good, except for the guy who was there and didn't know where he was. But he was removed by midway through the second period, which is, you know, another good part of it. I loved their concessions. Thought they were good. It was like it reminded me of a smaller arena. It seats a lot of people for how small it is.
17,500 is what I look like. 17,500 something.
It felt like a college stadium, and I mean that in like a really cool way. Like it wasn't hard to. Nothing really took long. Like there was always somewhere you could go if you wanted like a beer or a different snack. And
the access to the pro shop I thought was weird. You had to like walk around the stadium and then walk downstairs into like. It wasn't like a basement, but we came in on a certain level, and then it was lower than that.
Yeah.
So it was just strange.
Well, we came in and immediately went up a bunch of stairs.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I think I like those stadiums, too, like you're saying, that are kind of packed in, where it feels like the balcony isn't extremely far away.
No, that's what I loved about it, and that's what I think I do like about Honda, but this did it even better, because Honda, there still is those sweet tiers. And I like the classicness of it. They both feel like 90s stadiums. Like, they're incredibly 90s.
100%.
They got this cool, like, hard plastic shark that they lower from the roof for them to skate into.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, there all the time. And there's clearly nothing else going on at the stadium, so it's all the sharks. But, like, they haven't done anything to bolster their roster or even, like, keep and retain old stars that they would love to see retire in teal.
Yeah.
The attendance was pretty poor, and I was like judging on that, and then by the end I was like, who are they showing up for, truly?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's a couple guys, but not
know,
a lot.
But like,
Carlson's
gone. I think they're all upset about Carlson.
Yeah,
and I think
I actually asked the guy that was sitting next to us what his thoughts were on that, because I was like, you literally,
that guy was talking. It was cool.
You traded away a top five defense. I mean, won the Norris last year. Like, traded away a huge talent for assets and all that, basically, for the most part. They didn't get like a ton. I think it was mostly just picks and stuff like that. But he was like, yeah, it kind of felt like it was gonna happen. We can't really afford him, and if we want to build for the future, we kind of have to get rid of, we can't have one star player and the rest of the team be garbage. Like,
right.
So he was one of those like realist fans that was not extreme about what had happened. He was like, it's better for the team long term, and
yeah,
it's just less fun now.
It's just it's a one, I mean, to me, and like with all due respect, it's a one team city. I know they get an MLS team, but like, and then, you know, maybe some college stuff going on, but yeah, there's nothing else out there. So I would just kind of expect even like a, yeah, we're coming no matter what.
I mean, it's basically that and shows, right? At that, yeah, at SAP.
Although I will say though, the tickets are not cheap for what, for the product they're putting on the ice.
For it being half empty too.
Yeah. You should fill out the stadium. I would
think. That's what I mean. Like at least make it the upper level affordable.
Yeah.
30 or under or something. Like you're just not, yeah, filling
lowest
it.
Lowest ticket in the entire stadium was $31 and it was that last row. So yeah, still above 30. Yeah, we'll see if the Ducks kind of drop the same, but Kings tonight, not looking too cheap, but that's LA for you.
A little pricey, but I mean, overall, not too bad.
Yeah. But the one thing it's like they know about the lack of attendance because every seat has an LED light.
I was waiting for you to bring this up.
That like causes these like waves of color. And I think it's just to give off that there's a presence of fans around, you know, like that there are people there. But the only time you couldn't see the LED lights, like there was missing patches. And that's just because people were in those seats. Like it was just, yeah, like,
it seems like a really flawed,
trick. It's a very flawed trick. Like I'm like in a
especially
playoff game,
when the lights
can you
are
see,
out, like
in a playoff game, can you see any of these?
I don't know.
If it's a sold out playoff game, I don't think you're seeing any of the flashes, and it's like very much like,
but
color waves pulsing throughout it. Like
that's the illusion, right? They're like when it's not full, we want to make it seem like it's full, and when it is full, we don't care.
I felt like the illusion when like you would pull out your phone at a baseball game in 2016, and for whatever reason, everyone's flashlight would flash.
That was the thing.
Yeah,
like that. It was they didn't you didn't
I saw
set
it
off yourself.
Dodger Stadium a few times. They might have set it off, but
interesting.
I don't know. Whatever.
Did you get that? Speaking of that, did you get that alert that everyone thought was going to turn everyone into zombies the other day?
I don't know.
Was like everyone in the country supposedly got it, and you didn't get it. So so you're not one of us. You're not one of the zombies.
Yeah, sick. Tim, I got it.
Yeah, see,
now.
We're all zombies, dude.
That's a bummer.
But only if you got vaxxed.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're saying.
You're only a zombie if you got vaxxed.
If you got vaxxed, then the alarm triggers you. Turning into a zombie.
Turn you into a zombie.
Okay, but I didn't get the alarm, so my vax wasn't triggered.
So that's why you're not a zombie right now.
But it's the alarm part.
Yeah.
I still got vaxed.
Yeah. Twice. We can't prove that now. Because you didn't get the alarm, and we don't know.
It's too bad they don't let us in anywhere anymore.
Anyways. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed that a lot. I had a good time. That was actually the Sharks were the team for some reason that I always wanted to go to and see the most.
Yeah, we talked about it for a while.
Yeah. So
been out here for 10 years. It took us long enough.
Seriously. I mean, yeah. It's always.
Although we didn't do this podcast for a lot of those.
No, but so. It's also not exactly like it's not like an hour away. So it is. You have to kind of plan. It wasn't too bad to go there and back, but
I felt the drive yesterday for sure.
Coming home felt long. Yeah.
And there wasn't really traffic. It's just it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
All right. Arky's telling me my posture's bad. What's up?
I think it was definitely worth it. If they do, I would go again. Feels like one of those ones that I would definitely go to again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially
I would love to see it when their team's relevant again.
Yeah.
I'll go any year, but I don't know. I felt like it was a cool environment. I feel like they do have a cool fan base, but they're not going right now.
Yeah.
And it takes away from the experience a bit, but it did fill out more than we were worried about it at the start pretty much.
But, I mean, at the beginning it was really empty. I thought that it was going to be,
and then the fans are trouble. Like asleep. Like the power play thing's so funny to me.
The shark bite.
Yeah. So they do this thing where they do a shark bite every time like a penalty is going to happen. And so the first penalty happens in like the second period or something.
And they didn't do it.
So then the second time, we didn't know about it until they did it. And we were like, where was this the first time?
Yeah, no, that was super weird.
That was so bizarre. So they have like, they just feel like a place that doesn't have it together right now. And I understand why.
I mean, I think a lot of people also thought.
In those President's Trophies days, Like I would pay to be a fly on the wall of the Jumbo Joe Couture.
To be honest though, I think that Carlson a lot of people didn't think that that team would even last this long in the league, because you already have the Kings, you already have the well, I guess you didn't already have the Ducks at that time, but you already had the Kings who had Wayne Gretzky. It was like there's really only one team that people would care about, and then they obviously brought in the Sharks and the Ducks, and I don't know. I think a lot of people or fans of the NHL were like, hockey's not going to last in California. I mean, you know, obviously it has, but I think now you're kind of seeing when there's not flashy players or they're not good, you're kind of seeing the fans that actually go, and it's not a lot.
I say move them to San Diego.
That could do well.
I think they'd care.
How do the Padres do, like, when they're not good? Do they actually fill out stadiums and...
I think they keep above 50%, maybe above 60.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a cool spot for an arena for a team like that.
San Diego Sharks, better ring to it, dare I say.
No.
Why does San Jose, why does San Francisco people not claim there? Like, it's only an hour away. I was a little.
They do. You had the 49ers Ducks guy.
Oh, my God. He's there cheering for a different
team. But he's there, dude.
Oh, my God. Should we get into how we disagree with Twitter's reaction to that game?
Yeah, that was a little weird. I started seeing a lot of people like saying how they didn't play well when we won 3-1, and I know that this is the Boston like homer in me, but it should have been 3-0. It was an own goal off of Lindholm. Like, it wasn't really a goal that they had scored intentionally.
Right.
I'm sure that was their goal there, but I don't get the hate in that game where everyone was like they didn't look good. They had some off like plays. They had some bad passes and whatnot, but I thought overall they played well. It was good. And
yeah,
I don't see where that came from.
I mean, we were looking at lines we weren't expecting to happen.
Yeah,
the passing looked really clean, tape to tape.
Yep.
Chemistry was there for game three and jumbled lines. Game one for some of the lines. I didn't get the hate. I was confused
overall a good
when you
game
said that was happening.
I mean, maybe it's because they're not a good team and we should have beat them more. I don't know what the hate was, but overall, I thought it was a great game. I had fun. Would definitely go back.
I'd love to see us run up the score, but I'll also
3-1. A win's a win.
A win's a win, and I just think we're currently more built on goaltending and defense than scoring. We got some people to put a couple goals up, but seven plus goal games are going to be few and far between. I feel like 5-6 plus goal games might be few and far between.
Speaking of that, though, we're going into the Kings game here and Jake DeBrusque. We're going to be down a little bit of scoring today.
Yes. And yes, we know he hasn't scored yet this year, but
I know
it
that
feels
very well.
Like he was about to break.
Yeah. And maybe this is like the maybe this will kind of kick him into gear a little bit of being like, oh, I'm already on there. I'm on the bad side right now. I got to do something to kind of get back in the win column for the team. But
I mean, I he's got leeway with me, but I got to imagine a lot of Bruins fans not very excited.
It's still so early,
this
dude.
This guy
like,
asked for a trade, and now he hasn't shown up, and now he's out at Jumbo's Clown Room. And he's Hollywood.
So
night before a game,
he was late to a team meeting, which caused him to be scratched for the Kings game.
He's at One Oak with that girl from Rob Dyrdek's Dream Factory or whatever.
He's with Chanel West Coast.
Chanel West Coast at One Oak.
Interesting.
Jakey D and Chanelle W.
That's an interesting person for you to pick.
He's probably all I know about One Oak is that I've seen a video of her getting kicked out of there and saying, "Do you know who I am?"
So
I just imagine they learned who she is and she's there.
My guess is she's not in there then.
I think she finally took it over. That girl's a mogul. Where is he then? He's in line at Pink's Hot Dogs with who? Pauly Shore. What is Jake DeBrusque doing?
Yes, Jake DeBrusque is hanging out with Pauly Shore today, last night. That makes a lot of sense.
He's doing a set at the Comedy Store.
I wish.
And hanging out with Ari Shaffir too late.
Speaking of that, did you know, do you remember Scott Darling? goaltender for the Chicago Blackhawks, won a cup.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
now the backup, right?
I don't know if he was always the backup, but he's now a stand-up.
That's cool.
It's like, hey, I have millions of dollars, and like now I'm just gonna do whatever I want. That's kind of sick.
That's cooler than like I'm gonna start a bar.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's like I'll blow it all trying to be funny.
Although Darlings is kind of a sick name for a.
Scott like Darlings, bar. I can see it in lights.
I mean, he probably will be at some point. Because most of the time, like, you don't have to necessarily be funny to be a comedian if you're already, like, a celebrity.
Well, he should just be able to, he should just start a podcast is what all he should do.
I'm sure he has one, too.
Because that's all he's going to have to
especially
do.
Especially if he's a comedian right now, he's probably doing a podcast as well.
Yeah. I get it.
Anyways. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, hoping to sweep this West Coast trip, but
yeah,
I know that by saying that, I may have just screwed us.
There's some wood around.
I'm knocking on all of it.
I don't think that's some wood.
What are your thoughts for this game? Give me a prediction. I mean,
I think we need 5 goals to win this game.
Whoa!
And
5 goals?
I think we get them.
All right.
I think we get them.
Who? I don't need to know all 5, but like, who's going to be the biggest contributor to your 5-goal night? You think it's going to be Pasta? I mean, that's the obvious answer.
I'm going to have 2 multi-point games, Pasta and Marshawn. Coyle get his first of the year. And then I like a McAvoy or something. Someone on D. Lindholm or McAvoy bomb from the blue line feels right, too.
Power play, you think?
Yeah. It'd be nice to get some. I didn't love our discipline. It'd be nice to not be in the box more than the other team tonight, as it always is. But just I feel like that's been a little bit of a thing this year. Especially because it really felt like the refs had their whistles in their pocket for that game that we were at.
Yeah.
So I felt like we really had to earn those penalties we got. And granted, there was only 3 of them, but it was. Were we on the power play? I don't think we got to see a power play.
We didn't do much. If we were, like.
It's forgettable.
I think we were due for one, and then Pasta scored that fall down goal.
Yeah.
So, which was sick, by the way.
5-3. Yeah. 5-3 Bruins tonight.
I like it.
Have we figured out who's goaltending?
It's got to be Swayman. Has to be.
Yeah.
So then they're not going to go back-to-back games, especially with another game tomorrow.
No, I know they have tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. So
I didn't know if they'd go 1-2 next.
They could. I guess I didn't look at the morning skate rushes and all that kind of stuff, so it's possible. All I saw was the JD stuff. Yeah.
Interesting league so far this year, starting off.
Are you talking about the Fantasy Hockey League, or are you talking about the NHL standard? Cause we could talk about the Fantasy. I mean, we could talk about it if you want. I think you might be in that league, actually.
I don't think I'm in that league.
How'd you do week 1? You win or lose?
I had a close loss.
You had a close loss. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert here. I'm just. I don't know if it's going to be that close of a loss this week. Because if you kind of look and see what's going on, you're losing by a lot right now, bud.
I don't even know who I'm playing.
You're playing against me, I'll tell you that. that is actually who you're playing. And right now it's not looking so good.
I'm not scared. Big weekend ahead. I got a lot of West Coast players. You've been checking the scores on the East Coast times.
It's not how that works, actually. The games still happen whenever time they happen, and you're getting smoked.
Moses, I got a crackhead on my team. Kraken.
Hell yeah. Which one?
Dunn. Vincent Dunn.
Legend.
Seattle legend.
Seattle Kraken legend.
Moses, renowned, world-renowned Seattle citizen.
Biggest crackhead.
From birth. Yeah. Biggest crackhead you ever met. You haven't watched anything yet this year?
No. Not a single skate.
No.
Do you go back there ever? Like,
Yeah, I go back. Yeah. Christmas and summertime. But I've never been.
It's like, yeah, family's still there and everything.
You should go. Are you going to go to the Winter Classic? Seattle and Vegas.
Probably not.
You should do that. Yeah.
I mean, they just had the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. Baseball's my favorite sport, and I didn't go for that.
So that's why you have to justify. You're literally going to be home.
That's what I mean.
When is it?
New Year's
Day. It's always New Year's Day.
I probably still won't go.
Come on. Dude,
what if I come up and take you?
Then I'll go.
Yeah. All right. I don't have that money.
He just committed. You heard it on the pod here.
I just literally looked at you and said, I'm not.
No, you said, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to take you to the game.
All right. If I win another parlay, I might. Yeah. Boy, it's hot.
Yeah, what do you got going on right this minute?
In terms of bets?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oof. That's
just the first not pending day I've had.
I was going to say, that's surprising.
Since yesterday when we drove 6 hours from San Jose and I didn't do anything.
Are you like itching right
now? I don't
now?
Like college today. No, I didn't really. I looked at it. I didn't really like college today. Like the NFL tomorrow. Seahawks going to win tomorrow, Moses?
Yeah. Geno Smith.
Who are they playing?
I forget.
I think you're going to lose. I can't remember.
Oh, Cardinals. I think we're playing the Cardinals.
Oh, you Cardinals should win that game. Yeah, Cardinals suck.
Yeah.
No bets. Might throw a little on a Pastrnak goal tonight. Maybe a little, maybe then half of that on two.
I would say it's a 50-50 shot every night.
It's about what it is.
Don't you think?
It's like even money. That's about what Vegas agrees. I would say even money is like a 50-50.
Yeah.
But at that point, but I think it'll go down.
You do.
Even money, I think, is always worth it.
Yeah.
But I think it'll turn into like minus 130s, 160s. For one goal, and then it's just like if he just doesn't score in a game,
yeah,
you'd lose a lot, or you lose whatever you put. But
yeah, I mean, I like the prediction. I think I like that it's kind of spread out a little bit between McAvoy and Carlo. I mean,
I had Pasta in the win Coyle. In San Jose.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
I don't know if I, you know, with all due respect, I mean, just you know, I don't think I'm betting on the Bruins to win tonight. This is one I want to see. Both these teams are.
Good.
Hot out of the gate, and they've scored a lot more goals than us. And I want to see, have they not faced a defense yet that's like
or
ours? Because I think our defense is really good. I think our goaltenders, both of our goaltenders, are amazing.
Yeah.
So I just want to see. It's great seeing Lucic throw the body around out there.
I think he's getting in one tonight. I think he's getting a fight. Back in L.A.
We didn't get a fight either,
nah,
did we?
We got nothing. We've only had one this year.
Those teams have nothing.
No. Why would they?
So. Luch would be interesting, though. This old team, man. I mean, this is his...
exactly.
It was only a year, but it was a beloved... I still see Kings Lucic jerseys at games. At
was
Kings
it one
games.
Or two? I thought it was two.
Might have been two. Yeah. But one, was he here for the Cup?
And he's still... No. And he still put up some good numbers there, so...
They went to the Western Conference Finals, at least, I think, with him.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, he was beloved. He's beloved everywhere he goes. It was awesome to see him again.
He's an easy guy to root for. It's like he sticks up for all of his teammates. He's a fine hockey player, and at times he was a great hockey player. Like he wasn't scoring 40, but I think he was in the 30s at one point. So he's fun to watch.
He scored 30s with them for sure.
Absolutely
we looked this
terrifying.
Up. We looked this up. We did this on the pod. He scored. He had a 30 goal year with LA.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome to see him throwing the body out there. Shattenkirk looked cool. James Van Riemsdyk, excuse me? You got to say, shout out Jimmy.
Two goals in one. Did he have one the other night?
Yeah, when he has three in the year.
Yeah. I mean.
He had the first one the other night, I think.
For low money, too, like this, we expected him to kind of hopefully come back into the skill that he has on a good team, and so far he's showing that, and we're not paying him a lot of money, so it's not like it was one of those kind of low risk, high reward signings. So.
He's a standout right now, man.
He's
literally difference maker at presence.
I like him on the power play. I think he definitely he brings a lot to the team, and I think that it's going to help us this year. So
I want to see some production start up, obviously, out of JDB. We're not going to get that tonight. Hopefully we get to see him in Anaheim. That would suck.
If he comes out and Anaheim has a 3-goal game, you think that makes up for him being on the naughty list right now?
Yeah, I think one goal will do it. A bit. One goal will be in the right direction. It's three will make everyone forget.
Hold on.
Beachy boy?
Hold on. He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And they're out here.
Uh-huh.
Where were you last night?
What are you saying?
Did you purposely sabotage my team because you're so far down that you went out, hung out with Jake DeBrusque?
Oh.
Just out there like... No.
I'll tell you, dude. I wasn't at One Oak. I wasn't at Jumbo's, and I didn't go to Pink's Hot Dogs. And those are one of the only three places that Jake DeBrusque could have been last night.
All right, whatever.
I mean, I didn't do a set at the comedy.
You know, store. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this, right?
Yeah, that's fine. If he gets a hat trick on Sunday, you're gonna forget about it.
But
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked. I'm glad you're out here. Glad we're doing this in person.
Yeah,
this Celtics is fun. Are getting underway. It's the best time of year, guys. Playoff baseball. Moses, are you watching playoff baseball at all?
I'm waiting for the World Series.
Okay.
But
it's a big Mariners fan.
To see Paul Sewald thriving on the Diamondbacks.
Wow,
we traded him a few months ago.
Yeah, he had a big closeout yesterday. Shout out Craig Kimbrel, your dog shit. football's here. College football, basketball tips off Tuesday.
We're in the best time of the year.
To have all four major sports going at the same time right now. I'm excited.
Yep.
It's the most wonderful.
Patriots.
There's already
good.
Christmas ads. Man. Hey, dude, we don't talk Pats on this podcast, but I'll friggin' start talking Patriots right now if you want me to, my guy. Mac Jones, Hall of Famer. Malik Cunningham, trade him.
I don't even know what to say anymore about that. About them and
Caleb Williams. Should I go to Caleb Williams games for
Of
the year so I can see what our future quarterback looks like?
Yeah, for
sure. If we got Caleb Williams, would you be sick over it?
No. Because I want Michael, or is it Michael Penix? You know that guy? Plays for UW?
Yeah, he plays for Penix? Your home state.
Yeah, I don't really watch college football.
It's Penix? It's Penix. Penix Jr.
Yeah, he rocks.
He rocks. You caught a lot of him this year?
No, I haven't watched any.
I've actually gambled on him this year. I won. He throws a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, good luck. Keep betting because you're not going to win on fantasy hockey, so you might as well just win in real life, I guess, with money.
And that's why it's free.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That's going to be your excuse now. Oh, well, it's free, so it doesn't even matter.
No, I'm going to keep going. I have 5 active fantasy teams, though. I'm
a
commissioner of one of them.
It's too many. Hey, that's too many.
Only one's hockey. 1 hockey, 2 basketball, 2 football.
I won't say what it is, but I have some stuff in the works for the winner of the league. So you better get it together if you want this prize. You know what I'm saying?
Not a lot of people can say they've been screwed over in their life by a lack of performance of Alex Ovechkin.
That's true.
But baby, I'm living it.
One of your top like 3 picks has done absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Dude. And he is trying to break the all-time goal
record. I thought
record.
He was literally the most surefire bet. And I have Brady Tkachuk. Like, I literally thought
that
Ovechkin
was your number
like,
one pick, by the way.
Brady, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
He's the top.
He's fine. He's good. He's good. He's great.
He's great so far this year. He's real good.
I mean, that wouldn't have been my first pick, but, like, that's just me.
Of who I had available?
Sorry. No, I get it.
Some clowns swooped in and got Draisaitl.
Yeah, I know.
I've gone up against you and pretty your brother cool, who have cool McDavid guy. And Draisaitl. I don't want to hear this, oh, man, he's really good at the other.
Dude, don't be mad at me because you didn't because I drafted him.
Yeah. I got 2 Carolina defenders that are going to start wreaking havoc. You're lucky Brock Nelson sat on the bench yesterday.
Yeah, I'm lucky that you forgot to put the one guy that you had going yesterday in your lineup.
Neither you nor Jesse
first
can
of all,
drive stick shift, so I'm stuck behind the wheel for 6.5 hours.
Here's the thing. You had one guy ready to go, and he was on your bench. And nobody else was playing the whole day. But I just want to know what he did. How many goals did he score? Did he have any assists?
He was at 2 with
a
lot
of
time left.
Yep. And he had an assist. And it was really pretty awesome if you could have got those points.
I lose by 12, you know what was up.
Yeah, sure.
12 or less, you know what was up. Wake up, Alex. Wake up, Ovi. You're still chasing greatness, I thought. Oh, and I've had it with the memes, by the way. Enough of the Connor Bedard memes.
Dude, I think he has 1 goal. Maybe
yeah,
2.
Yeah, he has 1. He got a point in his first. He got an assist in his first game.
Of course, he scored against us.
He scored against us.
Which, to be fair, like I think this kid's going to be a great player.
Yeah.
But I don't need to hear the greatness talk and all of that.
Shut it down.
If he does become a great player, even let's just say
Same amount of goals as Ullmark. And that's one of the memes that's annoying me, but I'm, you know.
No, whatever. But let's say he's like Crosby level. Like, that's obviously not Gretzky, whatever. Let's say he's up at that level. It is kind of cool to see him score his first goal and be like, I was there when he scored his first goal.
Yeah.
Sucked that it was against us, but.
No, I mean, you're witnessing greatness.
Yeah.
I thought it was such an honor to have it on in the background at my bar.
That's how I feel watching Vince Dunn.
Vince Dunn.
Legend.
Don't beat your ass, dude.
Wow. You really struggled on that one, huh?
That was all intentional, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't.
Don't beat your ass.
Get your ass and beat it.
Nice. All right. All right, dude. You're scaring me.
This hockey team's pissing me off, dude. Oh, man. Not the Bruins. That's what's up.
Sully Soldiers, you mean?
Sully Soldiers are fucking me up.
I'm loving how it's going so far, to be honest with you. I won the first week. I'm absolutely crushing my opponent this week in week two. It's just awesome. It's just great. Like, it's been so good so far.
Who are you playing this week?
I'm playing against I'm actually playing Tim this week. Wow. Yeah. So
interesting.
I think I'm up by like 75 points right now, which is like, sounds, I'm going like to be lot. Honest, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot, yeah.
I don't think it's entirely on the offensive line.
You're getting smacked right
why
now.
Why Mac Jones can't play football.
Yeah, we're not deferring to Mac Jones.
He's got a good arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. His fucking completion rate over 25 yards is it's godly.
Love it.
Can we get out of here?
Yeah. All right, let's wrap up this road trip. Let's get two more wins here. Hey, and then
and you just extended your stay.
And I just switched my flight Tuesday now. I was going home on Monday, now it's Tuesday, and
we're gonna go see. We're spending two nights in Anaheim.
Man,
you wanna come to Anaheim on Monday night? We haven't even said why yet.
I'm good.
What if it's monster trucks?
Even worse.
Yeah. What?
Well, good thing that it's Adam Sandler.
No, I'm good.
All
right. Nothing can get me to Anaheim.
The Sandman?
The Sandman. Back-to-back nights. Back-to-back nights in the Honda Center for balcony chatter.
Yeah. I'm excited.
If I survive, I can't wait for the next episode when I came back and beat you.
You're not going to survive. I can promise you that.
I hate Anaheim. God, I hate Anaheim.
All right. Well, let's get these wins. Let's get the Sandman out of the way on Monday. And then let's just go.
Let's go dogs. Let's go dogs.
Let's go.
Stretch.